Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
Okay, guys, it's time for a staycation setup. It's been a while since we had a gentleman call the show suspecting his lady of cheating on him. Lance, good morning.
Oh, wow.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. You have a beautiful name.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
This guy.
He's heartbroken on the phone with us right
sorry,
now.
Oh, sorry. Jeez. So what are your concerns with your lady?
Well, her name is Shauna. You know, I have this suspicion that she's been cheating on me. Her and I have been together for about 1 year. And I think it's important for you guys to know that before I was with Shauna, you know, I used to get around a lot. So it's like this relationship has been my longest relationship. And I've honestly never been happier because, you know, I was so accustomed to just sleeping around that when I finally found someone like Shauna, like it's really settled me down in a different kind of way.
Okay. What is it about this girl, Shauna, that, you know, this is the one?
The way that we relate to certain things, the way that we are able to talk about certain things, the open honesty that we have with each other, but also just enjoying each other's company. Like, it feels genuinely different than any other girl I've been with. And she's also a huge Diamondbacks fan, and I just love that.
Okay.
Okay, right. Basketball. That's a really
baseball,
good...
Baseball, Anish. So why do you think she's cheating on you, though? Like, is there any proof?
There was this time when I needed to get clothes out of the dryer, and I found a pair of briefs that were easily double my size. Like, there's no way that these were my briefs.
Really?
You know, I wear 32 roughly waist, and these were easily 42s. And it just didn't seem right. So I asked Shauna about it, and she was like a little bit taken aback, and she was just like, "Oh, they're my father's." And she was like helping her father out with her laundry.
Damn.
She must have forgotten to return those in his load.
How believable is this?
Yeah.
Excuse.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then she also kind of got like really annoyed that I was like pressing her for questions. It just didn't seem right. Everything felt off about it.
I'm still stuck on like, why in the world would she be doing her dad's laundry? I mean, like, I love my dad, but I would never take his laundry, go back to my place to do it. Unless you guys live with him or if she lives with him.
No. We don't live with him. It did see, it seemed really random. The other thing is that, I mean, I understand her helping him do laundry because her father is a widower now. But I still don't understand why that was the only piece of guy's clothes and a load that was for Shauna's clothes. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't seem accurate. I don't know. I don't want to call her.
She lying.
Because I'm not sure. But
she lying.
Well, how do you know?
Come on now. Another pair of underwear in the laundry.
But it's briefs. Like, I think the only person I know that wears briefs is my dad, and that makes sense to me.
Those are dad chonies, aren't they?
Right?
Now, is her dad big enough to wear size 42? Does it make sense that he would wear those?
I mean, I've met him a couple of times. I think he's smaller than that, too, but I mean, I don't know. I haven't been like, excuse me, sir, what is your waist size?
Well,
so it's like I haven't really been able to.
That would be a niche.
Okay, well,
I've heard enough. I mean, obviously, other someone else's underwear is in the laundry, so that's definitely reason for thinking something's going on. Was your girl a player back in the days? If you guys disclose, like, hey, back in the days, I got around a little bit.
I know that she's slept with other people, but I don't know if she was, like, you know, slamming around the same way I was.
Off Thomas Road, yeah.
What?
Thomas Rowe.
Wait, question. Is this something, are these briefs something that fit her? Maybe she wears them at night? I know girls
Absolutely
that wear boxes.
Not.
Okay, just a question.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Not a pajama?
All right, well, Lance, let's call your lady up. Her name is Shauna, right?
Shauna, you got it.
Let's call Shauna up. We're going to offer a free romantic hotel stay, and then we're going to ask her one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Hopefully she says your name, Lance.
Yeah, I hope so. Thank you guys again.
But if she does say someone else's name, the show is yours at that point. You can tell her exactly how you feel. We just have to interrupt you real quick and tell her she's live on the radio. But let's call Shauna up next. It's a staycation setup with your morning mess. Okay, so we're back with the staycation setup. Let's say good morning again to Lance.
Morning, Lance.
Hello.
Morning, guys.
So you guys been together for a year?
Yes.
Do you guys live together?
We do, yes.
And that's why you saw someone else's underwear, men underwear, in the laundry. That's why you definitely think she's maybe has some dude on the side.
Yes, exactly.
All right, well, you gave us all the info. We're going to be calling her up in just a second, offering her a free romantic stay with the option to bring a guest. We're hoping it's going to be your name, but no matter what happens, we got your back, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Shauna?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, Shauna. My name is Jonathan, calling with the Aurora Hotel. Got some really good news for you. You've been selected as our grand prize winner of a free romantic weekend stay at the Penthouse Suite here. We're also accompanying a honeymoon package, so I'm calling to take care of some of those reservation details. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine.
Perfect. So we do have that reservation pretty much set up here. Your name and number matches. I just have a couple questions to go over with you.
And how much does it cost?
Actually, this is a free stay. Now, you would have to pay for your own room service, but outside of that, this is a free romantic stay, asking for a review of your experience in return, but it's super...
How'd you get my contact info?
We're working off of an online database.
Okay.
Just have a couple questions for you. My first one here, Shauna, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I can take that person's name whenever you're ready.
I guess I'll bring... Greg, do you need a last name?
Who the hell is Greg, Shauna?
What?
I knew it. Shauna, we have to let you know you're live on the radio. That's your boyfriend on the line.
Yeah, it's Lance. Who is Greg?
It's a friend. What are you talking about?
See Mr. Size 42 that I found in your laundry load?
He said load.
Lance, I told you that was my uncle's underwear. I said I was doing...
No. You said that was your father's underwear, Shauna. Don't lie to me. I caught you.
God.
Be honest with me now. You've been dishonest about this whole situation. It's time for you to step up and be honest right now. What is going on? Who is this guy?
It's nothing. Nothing is going on. I love you.
That's kind of hard to believe that nothing is going on. I'm sorry to say, girl, but I mean, the fact that you're washing another man's underwear, you kind of just messed up on who it was twice and put another man's name down for a romantic weekend stay. It's kind of hard to believe you right now.
Okay. Yeah, it's very hard to believe you right now, Shauna. I want you to tell me what's going on, and if you don't, I'm going to kick you out of the apartment.
No,
I swear
no.
to God, I'll do it. I'll put all your stuff outside right now.
Lance, I love you.
Make sure you put those size 42 underwear out there, too.
Oh, my God.
Come on. You've been a player. You've slept around. I did one stupid thing.
Yes,
I'm
but
sorry.
That's never while I was in a committed relationship, Shauna. Never.
I don't
okay,
know
Okay, we've
that.
Talked about this. You know.
So you bring that up, Shauna. So are you admitting that you cheated?
Yes, it's not a serious thing. It was like a stupid fling. I got kind of drunk.
These just sound like more lies.
But it's weird for you to compare his past to your present. That's not even fair.
Oh,
no, it's not fair.
Messed around too.
I've messed around, but never while I was in a committed relationship.
Yes,
I dated.
Have.
I never was
did
exclusive with anybody.
With
it's not the same thing, Shauna.
Yeah,
it's not.
Is.
He cheated on you in this relationship you're in right now?
Yes.
Wait, what?
Oh. Y'all both better go to Planned Parenthood. I bet y'all both got that tikka masala right about now.
How do they have... Oh, my God. Stop talking.
There's
about
not enough
tikka masala.
Tide Pod to wash all that off.
Wow.
Lance, let's just be honest at this point, Lance. I mean, it seems like you're going to break up with her anyways. Were you cheating on her during the relationship?
Never. Not one time.
See, I believe him.
I do, too. I kind
well,
of feel...
Well, for you.
Shauna, no remorse at all? You don't want to try to work this out, ask for forgiveness at all?
Absolutely do, but look at the way that he's treating me and reacting and calling me a liar.
Well, you are lying. You were lying.
I'm not lying about what he's done.
You lied that it was your dad's underwear. It's some dude you were sleeping with. You can't be that mad at Lance here.
I'm mad that he's reacting so strongly when he's far from being a saint.
No, that's not the way that works.
Oh, my God.
You need to take a look in the mirror.
What is he going to say?
He's going to see everything that he just criticized me for.
Oh, I thought you were.
Hey, can Greg see all of himself in the mirror? Or
all right, what you're not going to do, you're not going to body shame somebody else. We can get you some counseling services. I'm sorry this happened to you, Lance, but...
Yeah, I wear a size 42. How dare you?
Well, I bet you wear it well.
Oh, that was a compliment right there, Anish.
And that's a RuPaul song, so 2 points for you.
Okay, well, Lance, hold on right there. I'm going to get you Anisha's private number, okay? Excited about that?
I mean...
Okay, hold on.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.